Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
The more serious, the long-lasting implications of this is that Iran will decide they have nothing to lose. It's pedal to the metal, full speed ahead. They're going to build a bomb.
President Trump urging Iran to reach a nuclear deal with the U.S., warning attacks will, quote, only get worse. Alessandra Vellucci at the U.N.
The Secretary General asks both sides to show maximum restraint, avoiding at all costs a descent into deeper conflict, a situation that the region can hardly afford.
The U.S. has sent officials to India to help with the investigation into yesterday's Air India Boeing crash that killed 241 people on board and more on the ground. Former NTSB Chair Robert Sumwalt.
The 787 has been in operation now for, many years, 14 years altogether. This airplane itself had 41,000 flight hours on it. So I don't think it's a design or a manufacturing flaw that brought down this airplane.
Miraculously, one person on that London-bound plane survived. President Trump remains in control of the California National Guard, at least through the weekend. Last night, an appeals court stayed a federal judge's ruling that he'd overstepped his bounds by sending troops into L.A. to keep an eye on anti-ICE protesters. Governor Gavin Newsom.
He is not a monarch, he is not a king, and he should stop acting like one.
The Trump administration's appealing the first ruling. Officials in South Florida are looking for former NFL All-Pro wide receiver Antonio Brown. CBS's Steve Kathan.
The warrant, first reported by the Washington Post, lists a charge of attempted murder with a firearm stemming from an incident last month at a Miami boxing event. Brown was temporarily detained that night after an altercation in which shots were fired.
Dow futures down 486. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Downtown Racine is offering an action-packed weekend. Racine Harbor Fest is back starting tonight. The Lighthouse Run starts at Festival Park tomorrow morning, and the 50th annual Juneteenth Parade gets going at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The 47th annual Lighthouse Run draws hundreds of runners and spectators to the lakefront for races and post-event festivities. The parade steps off from 4th and Main and makes its way to the Bryant Community Center. People are being told to expect increased traffic and possible street closures due to the ongoing Main Street construction. There will also be some roadblocks related to the events. The No Kings movement comes to Kenosha and Racine County tomorrow. Organized protests are happening here, across the state and nationwide, as part of what's called a nationwide day of action. Racine County's demonstration is at 10 a.m. at the corner of Highway 20 and Green Bay Road. Kenosha's Civic Center Park will host an event. The protests fall on the same day as a large-scale military parade marking the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary. A three-day jury trial is scheduled for next week for a former prison worker accused of giving an inmate contraband and having an inappropriate relationship. Jacqueline Height was a supervisor at the Racine Correctional Institution. She faces 20 counts of second-degree sexual assault and additional charges for delivering illegal items to an inmate. The allegations stem from a relationship she allegedly had with an inmate, where she reportedly provided him with a cell phone and engaged in sexual activity in her office. Next Wednesday is when the trial starts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Are you ready? ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
It's the Brewers and the Redbirds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Cardinals tonight. The Crew with a 6-0 shutout of the Cards last night, thanks to Jacob Mizorowski in his first major league start. One of his fastballs measured at 102 miles per hour. Meanwhile, Aaron Civale upset he's being moved from the starting rotation to the bullpen and says he wants to be traded.
There's no ill will towards anybody in the city. It's been great home to me and my wife for the past year. I know there's probably going to be some animosity towards this type of thing. There's a negative connotation when this type of thing comes around, but just trying to do what's best.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy responded.
I mean, we deal with players being unhappy all the time, and that's their right to do, and Aaron's got a great history, and he's performed well for this organization, and now it's time for him to go behave.
In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers fined by the NCAA for some recruitment violations, making calls to prospective players before the start date 2 years ago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Find what you love, love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm or two possible. Late this evening, early morning hours, our low 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 68. Sunday, partly cloudy with late day showers and thunder showers, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Nonetheless, the father remains proud. Dressing in bizarre outfits around the house on the weekends. All fathers essentially dress in the clothing style of the last good year of their lives. Whatever a man was wearing around the time he got married, he freezes that moment in fashion history and rides it out to the end. You see fathers on the street, 05, 91, 83.
There you go, Jerry. A lot of truth in that. It's 7:07 at WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. It's time for our WRJN Civic Media Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. Whoa, what a mouthful. All right, now I'm going to give you a keyword in just a moment here. First, you have to download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. Thousands have done it. Download the app. Takes about 3 or 4 seconds at the App Store. Look for WRJN on the list of radio stations and text this keyword back to me. Water. W-A-T-E-R. Water. I spell it because you can't believe the spellings we get on simple words. Water. That's our keyword. Now, we're playing for a couple of Brewer club-level seats today. And whether you win that or not, you're in the running for the getaways to Door County and Wisconsin Dells. So download the Civic Media app. Do it right now. And look for WRJN, click on WRJN and text the keyword water, water. Get that to me ASAP. You have until 8 o'clock to do it. If you forgot what I already said, I'll keep reminding you throughout the hour, okay?
The sun's rising, the coffee's burning, it wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
WRJN remembers Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Singer, songwriter,
wouldn't it be nice if we were older?
Producer, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 1988. Inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, 2000.
Let's get back together and do it again.
WRJN, saluting Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, dead at the age of 82.
Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. Serving USA. 712 local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. All right, a poll found we spend more time adventuring out in nature if we would spend more time venturing out. There was not so many bugs out there. I agree. Got to get the bugs out of there. Now, this is interesting. Our top excuse for not doing it is, you know, too many bugs, followed by running into wildlife. So when you think about it, we're more worried about the mosquitoes than we are being attacked by a bear. That's about the size of it, yeah. I can't run, I cannot run a bear. Maybe not a mosquito, though, right?
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. And in every port, I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I have a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, my sweet Fraulein. So tight.
Mikey Nelson, Traveling Man, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It's our final day today of our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest from Civic Media and WRJN. And here's our final keyword in the morning, at least anyway, is water, water. Now download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN, click on it, and text that keyword water back to me. You're in the running for a couple of club-level seats to see the Brewers play in action, and win or lose that, you're still in the running for those getaways to the Dells in Door County. So text the keyword water to me ASAP. All right, you have until 8 o'clock to do it. All right, you've been fishing before. You ever catch anything odd? All right, well, these guys, three guys, were out fishing on a lake in Mississippi, ended up catching something else instead. 38 dogs. You heard me right. They spotted them all swimming in a group a mile from offshore, scooped them up one by one, 38 of them. Turns out they were fox hunting dogs, and they followed a deer right into the water, and the dogs just kept on swimming. Imagine telling that big fish story. Yeah, we didn't catch a fish. We caught 38 dogs on the river. Well, they did. Partly sunny today, highs near 69, cloudy 59 right now at Radio Park. Paul Revere and the Raiders and Kicks, 718, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Our forecast, partly sunny with a high near 69 today, cloudy tonight, lows 57, sunny with a high near 67 tomorrow, and Sunday beautiful again, sunny with a high near 71. Right now, cloudy and 59 degrees at Radio Park, a beautiful weekend for so many festivals going on around town, including Harbor Fest. It's back to rock the lakefront this weekend, Friday, today, June 13th, and Saturday, June 14th. Live music from nine bands, including the Foreigner Tribute Band, Feels Like the First Time. And that's tonight. And Bella Kane tomorrow night. See all the details at RacineHarborFest.com. We'll be out there during Harbor Fest today and tomorrow. I'll be out there tomorrow from 1 to 4. And we're playing games, giving away prizes. Should be a lot of fun at Harbor Fest, right? Beautiful weather for it. This is what they worry about. They're sleepless nights when you have a festival because you got to make sure the weather is going to be nice. And it is. It's going to be beautiful. Hey, 719 at WRJN. Time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. David Lynch was prepping a Netflix series before he passed away earlier this year at the age of 78. According to IndieWire, he had assembled a cast of his favorites, including Naomi Watts, Kyle MacLachlan, and Laura Dern, for a show he was prepping called Unrecorded Night. Lynch's daughter Jennifer, also a filmmaker, says there was a finished script that might now be released as a book, adding that she and her siblings would not try to make one of his ideas themselves. Sources say the show was set in Los Angeles in Old Hollywood. Would have been nice to see what he did with that. Actor Harris Yulin has passed away at the age of 87. Yulin's credits include films like Ghostbusters, Scarface, and Clear and Present Danger. But recently, he was probably most recognizable for his role as Buddy in Ozark, the old tough guy who lived with the Bird family. Yulin was nominated for an Emmy Award for his guest appearance on the show Frasier. He was an old-school actor who had passion for the craft and was a solid addition to any cast he joined. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Distinction, Lover, Let Me Be Lonely, local news, timeless hits, WRJM. This is odd but true. I found this really interesting. During the course of your life, you'll be breathing in molecules of air that have been breathed in by almost every other person who ever lived in history. It's not guaranteed or anything, but mathematically, they say it is possible. 724.
Just the one more time.
Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. Day 725, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, it's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story brought to you daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul's up in just 30 seconds.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
The rest of the story. When this century was still young, there was an automobile manufacturer in Indianapolis, Indiana, the Marmon Automotive Company. And one day, in 1910, Marmon executives learned of plans for a brand new auto race. A race 500 miles long, a super event to be held in Indianapolis on Memorial Day of the following year. Now, there's no way the Marmon Company nor any other car maker might have anticipated the full significance of this first ever Indianapolis 500. Still, Marmon recognized the potential promotional advantage should one of their race cars win the race. So Marmon Automotives turned to their chief engineer, Ray Haroon, and they said, "Ray, you were a champion race car driver before you came to work for us." They said, "Ray, we really want one of our cars to win this new 500-mile race." They said, "Ray," they said, "we want you to design the fastest race car in the world, and we want you behind the wheel next Memorial Day." Ray said, "Okay." He said, "I have just the design in mind." He said, "All of the race cars these days are two-seaters, one seat for the driver, one seat for the riding mechanic riding backward." He said, "Those race drivers think they need a mechanic to ride with them during the race." Ray said, "I don't need a mechanic to ride with me." He said, "I'm going to eliminate that second seat. I'm going to get rid of the riding mechanic, and that race car minus that 180-pound mechanic is going to be easier on the tires. It's going to be the fastest thing you ever saw." Ray's employers gave him the go-ahead. Ray designed his super-fast single-seater race car. The Marmon Company built it, and along came Memorial Day 1911, the first ever Indianapolis 500 Speedway race. But guess what happened? When the other race drivers saw that Ray had no mechanic riding with him, they objected. They said Ray has to have a riding mechanic, if only to warn him of cars approaching from behind. And these other drivers objected so strongly that it appeared as though Ray might be disqualified. According to all of the other drivers, Ray had to have a second man in the safety seat, as they called it, to warn him of cars approaching from the rear. Ray said, "I can hear the other cars coming." But his competitors said, "No, that's not good enough." Now the big race is just hours away. Necessity was the father of invention. Ray did the only thing that he could do. He invented something, and that something worked. And that Memorial Day, in the year 1911, Ray Haroon, with no mechanic, riding along. Ray, the only lone racer in that first ever Indy 500, traveling at an average speed of 74.4 miles an hour, won the race. Ray got the glory, his car company got the prestige, and because he, Ray, determined to race alone, had spontaneously devised something to keep him from being disqualified, you won in that race also. Because that's when the world of automotives received its first ever rear-view mirror. And now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, it's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest from Civic Media and WRJN. Today's the final day, all right? So let me remind you right now in the 7 a.m. hour, download the Civic Media app. Do it. Takes about 3 or 4 seconds or less. And look for WRJN on the list of radio stations. Click on WRJN and text that keyword, water. Water. All right, that's our 7 a.m. hour text keyword, water. Now, if we choose you, you're getting a couple of club-level seats to see the Brewers in action. And either way, win or lose that, you're still in the running for the vacation getaways to the Dells and Door County. Water. Text that keyword to us ASAP. All right, 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. As tanks roll in Washington, protesters will be out in Racine and Kenosha. Tomorrow, here and across the country, an organized effort called the No Kings Movement aims to show support against policies coming out from the Trump administration. In Racine County, the No Kings website says protesters will be on the northwest corner of Highway 20 and Green Bay Road starting at 10 tomorrow morning. In Kenosha, what's called a parody performance art piece will be presented in Civic Center Park. The events are part of more than 50 planned across Wisconsin. It comes on the same day as the president's birthday and a planned military parade celebrating the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army. Racine marks a major milestone this weekend with its 50th annual Juneteenth parade. It starts at 11 from 4th and Main and goes south to 14th Street, then west to Grand and ends at the Bryant Community Center. The event will again feature music, floats, classic cars, motorcycle clubs, marching bands, dance groups, church choirs, and more. It's one of several big events going on in Racine this weekend, with Harborfest returning tonight and the Lighthouse Run tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure that you're cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001. Or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Well, the butter market has stayed very robust despite all the concerns about tariffs around the world. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. One item you may not be aware of is the butter we produce in the United States is generally not the butter that the world is looking for. What? Yeah, that's right. Katie Burgess, Dairy Risk Manager with EverAg, explains the butter that we manufacture in the United States, a little less butter fat than the world's looking for.
If you're a butter maker and you're just making butter for the U.S. market, it's usually 80% butter fat, whereas international butter, the standard is 82% fat. So that means if you're a U.S. manufacturer, you can't just pull product out of the warehouse and sell it internationally. They usually don't want that. But because we have had so much fat around the earth, what we've seen manufacturers do is they'll specialty make the 82% fat butter. And from that perspective, they're able to sell it to the rest of the global customers.
And global demand for butter remains high. That's Katie Burgess, Dairy Risk Manager with EverAg. She said right now, the U.S. butter price is about a dollar cheaper than the world butter price. Numbers are next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
An overnight strike from Israel on Iran has the markets very nervous this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down more than 400 points. As far as our commodities, July corn unchanged, December new crop down a penny at 440. The soybeans for July are up 3. November new crop currently 2 cents stronger, 10.29. July wheat's up 4 at 5.30. Barrel cheese yesterday was a half cent lower at 1.85. The 40-pound block cheese, that was down 2 at 1.84. But AA butter was up a penny and a half, 2.54 and a half per pound. Currently, July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down a nickel at 18.15 a hundredweight. There's your market snapshot. I'm PM Yankee.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm or two possible. Late this evening, early morning hours, our low 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 68. Sunday, partly cloudy with late day showers and thunder showers, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
I'm skeptical about some of the things we spend our money on now. Our tax money, that stealth bomber, that thing. The invisible plane, $2 billion for an invisible plane that you can see. Yeah, I wouldn't mind if they just showed you an empty field and like, hey, everybody, it's the stealth bomber, you know? Right, now I'm getting my money's worth. But they don't. They fly it over the Super Bowl, you know? They're like, look, it's the stealth bomber. I'm like, not invisible. Turn it on. Yeah, we would think for $2 billion they could blink it one time for us. And then my friend tells me, no, it's invisible to radar. So we can bomb people as long as they're not looking up. Right. Which is tricky. I guess we go in first and throw out a bunch of quarters. And then... run around. Thank you.
Well, Brett Hoffman joins us usually every single Friday morning at this time, but he's on a road trip. So we did call in from the road. I think he pulled over to the side of the road and he recorded some information for us here for this morning. But yeah, he was on his road trip when we spoke, and I could hear all the cars going by, and he had to do something to his phone so we couldn't hear the cars going by. That's what it sounded like. So it's a little tinny sounding, but still, he was there this morning with our box office top five from last weekend.
Well, at number five in its fourth week of release was Final Destination Bloodlines. The movie brought in $6.5 million and was one of the many success stories in the past few months for Warner Brothers. It's now brought in more than $120 million at the domestic box office. And number four was Karate Kid Legends with $8.7 million. And number three, it was Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning with $15 million. In 3 weeks, the eighth installment in the Mission Impossible series has earned over $150 million. And it was a close race for number two and number one. In the end, it was From the World of John Wick, Ballerina, bringing in $25 million for second place. This action movie satisfied audiences who awarded it with great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. But in the end, Ana de Armas and Keanu Reeves could not stop the tirade of everyone's favorite blue alien Stitch. In number one place, it was Disney's Lilo and Stitch with $32.5 million, bringing its total so far to over $335 million.
And we're going to talk to Brett again in just a few minutes. He's got the new movie opening up this weekend. That's coming up in a few moments here at WRJN. At 7:39, got Nancy now. These boots are made for walking on WRJN.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking. And
that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Nancy Sinatra, these boots are made for walking. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. She had a couple of hit songs, Nancy Sinatra. Did one with her dad, too, once. And she did, what was that guy's name she used to do it with? Lee Hazelwood. Lee Hazelwood. She got a couple of good songs with him. I'll have to dig those up. Hey, at 7:42 at WRJN, we'll talk more with Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters coming up in just a moment. Just want to remind you, we're getting close to the final few minutes here of the 7 o'clock hour Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, our statewide contest with Civic Media and WRJN. Don't forget, download the Civic Media app. Takes a few seconds. Download it. Look for WRJN on the list of the Civic Media radio stations. You'll find it there, WRJN. Click on it and text the keyword water. That's our final one of the contest in the 7 o'clock hour. Water. Text that keyword to me. You'll be in the running for a couple of club-level seats to see the Brewers in action. Also, win or lose that, you'll still be in the running for that vacation getaway to the Door County or the Wisconsin Dells. So get it in there. You only got a few more minutes left. Jay and the Americans, come a little bit closer on WRJN.
In a little cafe just the other side.
Yeah.
Watkins. Come a little bit closer. 7:45, local news, Tablet Sits, right here at WRJN. We're going to have more with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. We're going to find out what the new movies are this weekend. But first, here's a little movie odd but true. Jackie Chan. You know who Jackie Chan is? He was in the Rush Hour movies. He's a great stuntman, too. But he starred in a lot of big hit movies. But did you know he is a classically trained opera singer? As a matter of fact, he's released more than 20 opera albums. Oh, I gotta hear this.
Today's big deal of the day. It's time to treasure hunt at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine, your home for one-of-a-kind finds. From stylish clothing and handy kitchen gadgets to vintage gems and secondhand surprises, every piece has a story just waiting to be told. Make your money go further this summer. Shop smart and save big. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
And don't forget, at checkout, you can save even more if you use the promo code ROSEN. I got my own promo code. Never happened before. So at checkout, when you go online at the Big Deals site, use the promo code ROSEN. I ask you for a promo code. Put R-O-S-E-N in there and save even more.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Four Saints Family Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the St. Rita Grounds, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Summer. It's our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
WRJN. All right, normally we have Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters on for the full half hour, but he's on his road trip this week. And the other day he called from the road. I think he pulled over to the side of the road to record us some bits for today, because we didn't want to be without the information. So I want to thank Brett for doing that on his road trip vacation. All right, Brett, this is what's opening this week on the big screen at theaters.
Well, this weekend we will feel good romance comedy The Materialist, starring Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans, and Pedro Pascal. Dakota Johnson is a matchmaker who can't seem to find love herself. One night she runs into her dream man, played by Pedro Pascal, and her ex, played by Chris Evans, setting up the drama of who she will choose. The next movie is How to Train Your Dragon. This is Universal's live-action version of the original How to Train Your Dragon. Covering the friendship between Hiccup, an inventive Viking, and Toothless, a Nightshade dragon, who becomes the key to both species forging a new future together. This movie has spectacular visuals, along with a great story, and it will be number one at the box office this upcoming weekend. It's summer at the movies. Make your plans now to visit the cinema.
Took a walk and passed your house late last night. All the shades were pulled and drawn way down tight. From within the dim light cast two silhouettes on the shade. Oh, well,
covering the Rays' big hit, Silhouette, 752, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, you never know what you're going to find at your local library. Case in point, someone at a library near Detroit found an old wedding photo inside a donated book. They got the photo back to the couple's family. Now, it was taken at a wedding back in 1953. Unfortunately, the bride and groom are no longer with us, but their granddaughter saw the photo on social media and came to pick it up. She said she and her dad had never seen the picture before. They don't know how it even got in the book or who donated it, but she's planning to frame it and hang it in her home. So you never know what you're going to find at your local public library, huh? 753, looking for partly sunny weather today with a high near 69, cloudy tonight, sunny tomorrow, sunny Sunday. A beautiful weekend for Harbor Fest and all the fests around town.
Hearts go astray.
5 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Got a great weekend coming around. It's a Friday. Get ready for work, and I know what you're thinking.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the stars in the sky and a girl and a guy and the way they could kiss on a night like this. And I look into your face. Tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Yeah. When I look into your big brown.
There you go, Jule Akin and the Birds and the Bees at 7:58. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, this is odd, but true and also gross. Before water fountains were used for people to drink water in public, they used to drink from something called the common cup. It was a shared and very unhygienic cup or ladle spoon attached to a string, and everybody drank from it. Yuck. Got the fat man. Here's Chubby Checker.
Everybody, clap your hands. Good. I'm gonna sing my song. It won't take long. We're gonna do the twist and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again. Like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again. Like we did last year. Do you remember when things were really humming? Yeah, let's twist again. Twist the time is here.
Chevy Checker going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, finally. It's 8 o'clock on the nose, news time.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.